RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Doug Harsh, Jeff Rieger in for Gator. So there's obviously the news with the Lions and playoff elimination game yesterday, and lots of venting going on today, and understandably so. Also appears to be that Michigan is moving in on hiring Kyle Whittingham as their next head football coach. This process has played itself out, Jeff. I didn't, you know, didn't envision we'd be going through a coaching search about 3 weeks ago, and so it wasn't like putting together lists. So as this whole thing started, and the more research I did, and the more I looked about 10 days ago, people listening to this show might have noticed I locked in on Kyle Whittingham as what I thought was the best option for Michigan. I did not think they were going to get Kyle Whittingham because they could have had him already. And so I thought they would have hired him already. I'm personally thrilled, although it doesn't come without its challenges. And the reason I'm thrilled is given the state of Michigan football and what's been going on for a while and the problems they've had off the field, and with all that's gone on, I came to the conclusion I felt like Michigan needed a Lloyd Carr. A Lloyd Carr kind of coach whose integrity wasn't called into question, who did things the right way, who won enough. And the closest guy to that is Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, and I don't think they were going to get Kirk Ferentz at Iowa at any point. So who was like that? And it was Kyle Whittingham. And, you know, he's a all-stake little sizzle kind of guy. His reputation is really, really good amongst college football coaches. He's considered to run the program the right way. His teams are tough. They're a disciplined program. They have scored some major wins. Like, they beat, you know, Bama. They had that Ohio State game a couple years ago in the Rose Bowl where they were going toe-to-toe with them, remember? And Cam Rising got hurt, their quarterback.
He beat Caleb Williams.
Yeah. They killed Kenny Dillingham's team this year at Arizona State. They're known for their hard work. There's not as much hype, but he's developed a reputation for developing NFL talent. And, you know, Utah put out a stat that in the last 7 years amongst teams in the Big 12, they have the most guys in the NFL. And he did it all at Utah. And the resources in Michigan are going to be greater than Utah when it comes to recruiting. And it doesn't come without challenges. He's 66, man. Cignetti's an older guy.
Yeah, 64.
Harbaugh's an older guy for that matter. But he's highly respected. He's done it for a long time. Utah churning out 10-win seasons isn't a surprise to anyone anymore. And so now what are the challenges? Well, 66, right?
I got a couple. Tell me if these are legitimate.
Okay.
Do you want to hear? All right. No Michigan ties or no Big Ten ties. Issue or no issue?
It's an issue. And, you know, I think it is very helpful when you come from an outside spot to have a transition team. I think there's guys on this staff that should stay. And it's up to him to choose who those guys are. But, you know, I mean, Tony Alford, the running back coach, Lou Esposito, the D-line coach, Lamar Morgan in the secondary. There's others, but it's up to him as to which ones he wants to keep. And I think if not them, not Michigan ties necessarily, but Midwest ties.
Yeah.
Because the context of the Big Ten is different than the Pac-12, than the Big 12 that he's coached in. And so I think it's important to have a transition team that helps you with, you know, okay, one of the first things you need to do is call the coach at Cass Tech at Orchard Lake St. Mary's and, you know, Cleveland St. Ignatius or whatever, you know, get to know the important people in that regard in the recruiting world. And, you know, okay, to help you say, this is an alumni group that you should absolutely go speak to. And this is an alumni group that you send your associate head coach to go speak. Like, there's small challenges that come with. But yes, I think it is important to have a bit of a transition team with really not a lot of Midwest ties.
What about the fact that more of a defensive guy, you're trying to get the most out of Bryce? I know, obviously, you want to get yourself the best staff possible, but does that worry you at all, more of a defensive dude coming into this? I mean, listen, he brings all the great attributes, right? Physical, tough, Big Ten, in the trenches. I think you like that, but hiring his staff is going to be pretty important.
Huge. Yeah, and that's where you answer that bell. Right. I mean, you can say, hey, look how he developed Cam Rising and Tyler Huntley, who's still in the NFL. Yeah. And he was doing it at Utah. Right. But your offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, O-line coach, like, these are really important hires for Kyle Whittingham, because, you know, you don't make a hire to keep a guy, but you can look at this offense and go, okay, three freshman-eligible offensive linemen, freshman-eligible running back, you know, a elite one allegedly coming in. Maybe you might get Justice Haynes back, and you got the quarterback who's young, his best receiver's young, maybe wanting to keep those pieces in place to try and win now are important. And so, yeah, I think that he needs to be cognizant of trying to get an offensive staff that helps keep that offensive group together.
I got one last one for you. Big deal or no big deal? And I think he kind of joked about it himself, but he said he himself was in the transfer portal after he decided to go into semi-retirement. I guess I wonder two things. Number one, did he make that announcement when he knew Michigan was a potential, or he was going to leave regardless? And then I guess number two, he was kind of archaic when it came to NIL and transfer portal, but it now seems like he's coming around. Kind of like the Fitzgerald thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a guy who I'm pretty safe assumption that Michigan probably has exponentially more NIL money than he had at Utah. Let's start with that. You can also recruit a different way at Michigan than you can at Utah. At Utah, you're probably having to you know, find diamonds in the rough more than you do at Michigan. He'd get some big recruits in the past, but not as many as he has access to at Michigan. He has access to a lot more top recruits when you're at Michigan with the NIL support they have than you have at Utah. Now, with that said, you know, if you do a self-scout, you realize what you have and haven't done and what you need to do to be successful at Michigan, and you make those adjustments. If you don't, you'll fail. So I think he's a smart guy, and he's had a lot of success at Utah. So, quite frankly, I'm thrilled that he became available. And, you know, it was a reason why, again, if you've been listening to the show about 10 days ago, you know, early in last week, I started getting on the Kyle Whittingham bandwagon and thought he'd be perfect for me.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Michigan right now. So how do you feel about it?
I like the hire from a couple of standpoints. Number one, he's a proven winner, right? He was at one place for 21 years. I look at in college basketball, what Mark Few did to Gonzaga, right? And he never left. And he made them into perennial power, still looking for their first national title. I'm not saying Whittingham did that with Utah, but he kind of came close, right? Had a 13-win season, undefeated season, put him on the map. Every year, they seemed like they were competitive. You talked about putting guys in the NFL. But more than anything, and maybe this is a low bar, I like the fact that he's not going to be chasing OnlyFans models. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, King had a great line. He's got no libido. Maybe that's the biggest reason. I think in this stage, same with Michigan State, you get a couple of guys that try to get you past the embarrassment that was Michigan and Michigan State. So I like the squeaky, clean reputation. And he's a really good football coach. And his features, the attribute, tough nose football, defensive guy. I think that's going to play well at Michigan, too.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things when you go get a veteran coach that's been through a ton that has handled a lot. You know, I think the missteps are going to be fewer with a Kyle Whittingham than with maybe a younger, inexperienced guy. Now, if you are a shoot for the moon, a high risk, high reward kind of hire, this is a solid, steady hire. Look, when the list of best football coaches are churned out every year, Kyle Whittingham is usually ranked somewhere between like 6 and 15. Okay? And if you don't love this hire and you wanted more, I ask who on those lists were really, truly as accessible as Kyle Whittingham is right now.
I agree, right? So, like, I don't know that Michigan got turned down by Dillingham, or maybe they never reached out, but who would you rather have, Whittingham or Dillingham? What ham would you rather have? I probably choose Kyle Whittingham from Utah. Kalen DeBoer was probably never actually going to happen, right? And now that he got past another round at Alabama anyway. So
that didn't help.
I ask you, who are you going to get that's better? And we'll see how it all plays out. But I don't think this is a woeful, dreadful hire. I'm not obviously wowed by it, too. But I think they did the best they possibly could in the circumstances they were dealing with.
Well, I'm a fan of it, and I'm surprised that they're getting him. I think one of the reasons why this takes so long is apparently Michigan has had a pretty thorough and extensive vetting process to make sure that there's no big surprises with any of their candidates.
Probably a good move.
Given the current context, I'm if that's the case, I'm very, very thrilled with that too, because I hate the nonsense. Like, you know, Gator and I talk about this all the time. The least fun things to talk about is when college kids screw up. Because it's going to happen. But the truth is, you got to handle those situations appropriately. You got to set a tone for the program. And this guy's always run a really well-respected program. So I'm thrilled.
What does it say about Ward, though? Do we know I know they're investigating right now, the athletic department. Mm-hmm. This was a Ward hire, obviously. He did a great job, by the way, with Dusty May. Do we know?
I don't know.
What's your take?
I don't know. I mean, they're doing an investigation for a reason. We'll see if it turns anything that was handled in a way that, you know, warrants a replacement. But at the end of the day, If this is all on Ward, I give Ward kudos. I think this is an exceptionally good hire. Now, there's work to be done. It doesn't come without challenges. I think staff is really important for all the reasons we laid itself out. And we'll see what happens. I felt like when Rich Rod came in, he needed that, man. He needed a transition team way more than anybody realized. And there were very few people kept. I think there was one or two football support people, you know, like director of ops kind of positions.
Oh, you mean guys that stuck around through the transition?
Yes, I think it was one assistant coach was kept.
Well,
I got him behind the eight ball right away, and I think he struggled with the transition, and I think Whittingham needs to be – I think Michigan needs to be leery of that.
I mean, that's a good point, though. When you look at a guy like Whittingham, seems like he stepped away, right? So he's probably not bringing his own coaches from Utah. Furthermore, is he going to be able to bring players from Utah? Like you see some coaches – Zignetti did it, of course, comes over to Indiana, brings his whole damn team, and they have success. You probably don't expect a ton of that with Michigan, considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. But there, I mean, you might get some players, some former commits and all that to come with you. But I guess first job is to get his staff, strong staff in place, and sit down with this roster before January 2nd and sell them on his vision.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.